walking on Saturday evening, probably about 5:30. And then all of a sudden he shot into a load of nettles. And I thought, where's he gone? And it was the last I saw of him. And he wasn't running around in the field next door or anything like that. He just disappeared in an instant. We were very worried. We put it all on Facebook. People have been absolutely amazing, walking their dogs and looking for him and calling him. And then after a few days of panicking, lots of phone calls to RSPCA and the police and the dog wardens. Somebody phoned yesterday. They called my nephew, Jonathan Kenworthy, in Derbyshire, which is where Bob's from, to say that a couple had rung, called Martin and Joe, and they said that they were on a walk and he just popped out of a hedge in front of them, looking a bit muddy, a bit skinny, and a bit desperate for company.
Where was that? Was that a similar area to where you lost him?
Yeah, I went to pick... They called me and told me that they were going to wait on the bridge near Peter Callis Way. So I drove as fast as I could up to meet them, which is the same area where he went missing.
So, like, 4 days, you think he might have been down this badger set?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Wow, so he must have somehow been able to get himself out.
Yeah, by the looks on his feet, I think he did a lot of, scratching and clawing. And obviously, with all the weight loss as well, he lost a lot of weight. He managed to wriggle himself free.
Wow. Oh, you must be overwhelmed, really, when you had that call about it.
Oh, it's just so fantastic. We're just so grateful to Answers of Prayer and all the people of Market Harbour that have been so kind and willing to help. We almost set up a camp. We were up there all the time that we were able to, because we all work. So we've been kind of taking it in turns to go up there and shake food and call his name. And, we're just doing all we could. Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm so pleased with these. And how's he doing now?
He's fine. We've just been to the vets this morning, who were very kind. We went to Ashtree Vets, and the staff there all knew about him. Even people that were coming in through the door knew about him because they'd seen it on Facebook and heard it on the news as well. And he's fine. It's just a little bit of mud and clawing, but other than that, he's a healthy boy.